What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. You want to get in your two cents? I had a guy just text me and tell me I sound like Daffy Duck. Thank you. I can't do Daffy Duck perfect. No, it's not going to work. That's more like I've got braces. I have braces. No, I can't do Daffy Duck, but thank you for your feedback. I appreciate it. If you want to get your two cents, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I promised I would start with the tips on how to turn your absentee ballot in if you have not yet voted or dropped it in the mail. So you got an absentee ballot, you got your ballot all filled out, you got your envelope. It's been perfectly filled out. It's been witnessed. You got all your address information in there. You've double checked it. You've triple checked it. Excellent. But you haven't mailed it yet. Here's my advice. Don't mail it. In the state of Wisconsin, your jurisdiction needs to receive your ballot before November 5th, before end of business on November 5th. So I suggest not mailing it in. So here's what you can do to return your absentee ballot that you've received in the mail. You could take it to your specific polling place on election day. You can take it on election day to your community's central count location, or you can take it to your community's central count location now, before election day. You can place it in an authorized drop box. You can drop it off at your election clerk's office, or you can bring it to an early voting location. But on election day, you either have to take it to your polling place, take it to your community central count, or it's got to go to your clerk's office. So those are that's my little PSA for the day. Couple more sounds. This guy's name is Howard Lutnick. He runs Cantor Fitzgerald. This is going to be cut number 29 because he tells us exactly where we want to take our country back to. Let's take a little listen.
We all say, make America great again. But let's just go over for a minute what that means. Because we all say it as a slogan. When was America great? At the turn of the century, our economy was rocking. This is 1900, 125 years ago. We had no income tax. And all we had was tariffs.
Okay. So if you've missed my numerous shows on this very concept, probably the best one to catch is my last interview with Heather Cox Richardson. So if you remember the turn of the century when we were going from the late 1800s into the 1900s and then what transpired after that, let me just summarize what Harold Lutnick, CEO of Cantor Fitzgerald, is talking about. When we had all tariffs, guess what it created? It created the robber barons, the Gilded Age. This was the time of the Astors, the Vanderbilts, the Rockefellers, when monopolies and massive trusts owned everything. It is what created the Great Freaking Depression. Our country made a determination that tariffs only work to create monopolies which exploit workers and the middle class. And we moved away from them as a revenue-generating mechanism to a progressive income tax where the wealthy and corporations should pay their fair share. Well, we've gone away from that. Donald Trump and guys like Harold Lutnick, a CEO, that's the kind of time they want to take us back to. The Gilded Age, where the richest among us paid the very least. And us working folks were taken for chumps and suckers and losers. That's where they want to take us back to. Period. Full stop. Oh, and you know, to do that, get rid of things like the ACA. Let's take a listen to Mike Johnson saying exactly that. This is going to be cut number 36. It's the pink one on the very bottom. It says Mike Johnson, Speaker Mike Johnson, talking about caught on a hot mic, didn't know he was being recorded, telling everybody, oh yeah, we got a plan to corporatize healthcare and get rid of the ACA. Let's take a listen.
There's a lot of talk. I mean, healthcare reform is going to be a big part of the agenda. When I say we're going to have a very aggressive first 100 days agenda, we got a lot of things though on the table.
But healthcare, a lot of things.
It's the secret. No, healthcare reform is not a secret. There's some really important ideas on the table. And we have a docs caucus, the physicians who serve in the House, and they've got a menu of options about this thick. And I think this is part of it, because if you take government bureaucrats out of the healthcare equation and you have doctor-patient relationship, it's better for everybody, more efficient, more effective. That's the free market. Trump's going to be for the free market. You heard a little sample of that last night. We want to take a blowtorch to the regulatory state, okay? Yeah. I mean, these agencies have been weaponized against the people, and it's crushing the free market. It's like a boot on the neck of job creators and entrepreneurs.
Okay, we'll wrap it up. So just to recap, let's stop the government from negotiating prescription drug prices. Let's stop the government from requiring healthcare companies and insurance companies to cover pre-existing conditions. Let's just go back to the Wild West, because that was working so well for each and every one of us. What an abomination. I mean, what? Geez, you have a doctor caucus in Congress. That's great, Mike Johnson. Hey, what's your plan to replace the ACA? Oh, wait, I forgot. It's concepts of a plan. Absolutely ridiculous. We deserve better. Remember, follow the money, because it will take you to the solution. And the proposal from Trump and Mike Johnson and the rest of them is more handouts for the wealthiest, and screw you, the middle class and working class Americans. Dom Salvia is up next. Keep it locked here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together.